the Comforter, and the Advocate. A shameless, beautiful, sophisticated young woman named Mary came to visit the Holy Advocate as he was having dinner in the house of Simon. As she stood there, ere long, under the aura of the purity of his presence, she fell prostrate in deep contrition at his feet. Streams of tears broke forth from the newly released fountains of a broken and penitent heart. With the tears she washed the feet of that as yet unknown Paraclete. Then she wiped those feet with her hair and poured out her costly spikenard upon them. Unrestrainedly, she also poured out a newfound love from her heart. Accused of immorality by the Pharisee Simon, by her own conscience, convicted by the presence of the holiness personified, Mary urgently needed the help of a holy advocate. The compassionate Paraclete Advocate looked upon her in merciful pity and extended to her the golden scepter of mercy. The Advocate successfully pleaded her cause at the bar of eternal justice, and her sins were pardoned, and then she was sent away in peace, liberated at last from the terrifying voice of her conscience. Mary silently slipped away from the accusing eyes of Simon and returned home rejoicing in the wondrous peace the heavenly Paraclete had given to her.